All right, quick takes. Dawn Staley was honored Thursday as the AP Women's College Basketball Coach of the Year for the second time. Chinne Ogumike, tell me this. Where does Dawn Staley rank among all-time women's college basketball coaches?
As one of the icons, this would be potentially, if she were able to win this Final Four and bring another national championship to South Carolina, she would be in the likes, you know, potentially on this dynastic run, meaning we'd say she's one of the greats like Gino Auriemma, like Pat Summitt, like Tara Vanderveer. Now, it is early in her career because guess what? Before that, she was like handling her business, not only coaching Team USA, but also being one of the greatest players we've seen, one of the best point guards we've ever seen. But if she's able to have this final chapter in building a dynasty where you have three championships in 7 years and then some, again, she's an icon certified.
Yeah, I'm such a fan of her. She's such a role model off the court as well, how she carries herself. All right, I got some footage, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. Andrea and Chinne with the half-court shots, a little rim action. I mean,
Wait, hold on.
This is impressive.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, you made it?
Some major hateration in this dancery right now.
There we go.
There it is.
Wait for it. Okay.
It's okay. You got to take it to make it, right?
Skills. Oh, he took three. I made my third one.
I took three times three.
Chinne, Andrea.
Are we coming on camera or what's happening right now? Because I'd like to come on camera.
That's my Paige Beckers layup. Heyo.
Ladies,
how
ladies,
dare y'all?
Welcome to my world. You see how they showed all of those
misses? Wow.
Oh.
You see that?
Yeah.
You see that?
You understand
what I'm saying? This is the this is what victimhood looks like, okay?
Oh,
you made the great
side.
I caught y'all. I came out and I said to y'all, I said Andrea and Chinne Curry. And then we went to Andrea and Chinne Clark. I did that. But then I have nothing to do with it. They, led by Molly, showed all of those misses. Welcome to my world.
No power
now you know.
Stephen A, at least we are still standing. We didn't slip. Like we, I remember the All-Star game. What happened in that practice? You good? I know, like, are you good? Because last time I checked, when you hit the court, you didn't just hit the court. You're like, your whole body hit the court.
Jeanette, after shooting. Jeanette, see, I'm supposed to be your big brother.
You're about to get kicked off the show.
You're supposed to have some love for me, and Andrea, you know, here with us. Y'all supposed to be having some love for me. You ain't supposed to be doing this to me, Jeanette. You ain't supposed to be doing this to me, okay? Just roll with me. Don't put your trust in Molly.
Okay, enough.
Work.
I'm done with you. I just want to celebrate the range of these two women. They're phenomenal on TV. They're athletic. They're classy. They're smart.
Hey, Molly.
Great personalities, and they're out there on the court. And it's a
Molly.
What?
Molly.
Want?
Those
what?
Two ladies right there, and I text them this so they'll tell you I'm telling them the truth. Those two ladies right there, two of the best analysts in America.
Yeah.
America. Both of them. I stand down to y'all.
You're too kind. Down.
We Thank celebrate you.
You set a tremendously high bar.
Right.
We celebrate.
That part.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Just leave it at that part, Andrea. Don't add more. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
All right, let's get going, guys. Okay, so there's plenty of star power, not just Andrea and Chinne in the women's Final Four, but neither Caitlin Clark, guys, nor Paige Beckers, has won a title. All right, we got emergency alerts going on, earthquakes. It's a rough day. Monday, there's an eclipse. I don't know what's happening. Okay, so let's get to the question here. Andrea, let me ask you this. What Final Four team has the best storyline going?
South Carolina. South Carolina has the best storyline. They've been undefeated all year after letting go of the winningest class in program history, having new starters with new roles and the buy-in that they have after losing the way they did last season, unexpectedly to most people, to Caitlin Clark. The way they played in that game, the way they looked in that game to be this team this season, it's the buy-in for me from everybody that makes this the best storyline. And there's not one superstar. It's a team, it's a collective effort, and they've been getting it done all year.
And I have to agree, Drea, because a lot of people will see, okay, four straight Final Fours, overall number one, they're the favorite. But again, like, none of their starters are back, and they are undefeated, the only team, men's or women's, to have zero blemishes on the record. And you mentioned something about last year, so important. There was a play where Raven Johnson got waved off, basically saying, you can't shoot, and everyone saw this because the eyes of the world were on this matchup. What did they do? That was their one week weakness, their perimeter shooting. Instead, they come back and have the number one three-point shooting percentage in the nation. So that is impressive that they took a weakness, turned it to their strength. They took players on the bench, turned them into All-Americans. And then most importantly, I want to end with this. Like, a lot of times the players are the stars, but they also have a coach that is the star, Coach Dawn Staley, to win three championships potentially in 7 years after being one of the greatest players. And I know I just quickly highlighted it, but I want to just like give people a little perspective on Dawn. She was a six-time WNBA All-Star and a three-time Olympic gold medalist as a pro. She was a two-time Naismith Player of the Year as in college, and then three times potentially could be a coach of a national championship team. To have that type of legend, where we talk about these players, why are they so confident coming in and taking these opportunities? They said like, if Coach Staley ain't sweating, I'm not sweating. Yeah. Now, the fact of the matter is, Coach Staley, she wears Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
She wears Prada, so she can't sweat in those fits. But nonetheless, her team embodies the confidence, and that's why we do consider them favorites overall in the Final Four.
It's a phenomenal story for Dawn Staley, no question about it. And just to show my age, I mean, remember, even though she played at Virginia and stuff like that, you know, she's a Philadelphia native. I wrote for the Philadelphia Inquirer for 17 years. And so
that's true.
She is deified. She is an iconic figure in the city of brotherly love. They have always adored and revered her throughout her years in high school, in college, in the pros, through an Olympic competition. The list goes on and on. Having said all of that and recognizing the kind of team that she has, the job that she has done since she has arrived at South Carolina, particularly what they've done in back-to-back undefeated seasons over the last 2 years, I would still say, as great as that storyline will be and as much credit in the world as she would deserve, it still doesn't eclipse a Caitlin Clark run. I think when you're talking about storylines, when you're talking about that, knowing that collectively Iowa may not be a better team than maybe not even UConn, definitely not even South Carolina, but they go on and they win anyway because this young lady, Caitlin Clark, comes onto the scene and is busting people's living, you know what, putting on an absolute show. After winning Player of the Year last year, after getting to the national championship game, after coming into this season and leading the nation in scoring and assist, getting back to the Final Four, taking that program to back-to-back Final Four appearances for the first time in school's history, winning another Player of the Year award, being mentioned in the GOAT conversation, with all of these narratives being put out about her. If she knocks off the team that knocked her off in the national championship game, then shows up and beats the most storied, you know, program in women's college basketball annals in UConn, led by Gino Auriemma. And then on top of that, ultimately ends up going against South Carolina and beating them back-to-back years when they were undefeated. They were undefeated last year until they ran into Caitlin Clark. And they're undefeated again with a national championship game, potentially, and you run into Caitlin Clark again and she beats you again. I think that is the best storyline, in my opinion.
You gonna go or
you got it.
I think I hear you, Stephen A. I hear you, and I understand what you're saying. But I want you. We got to go back, and we have to go a little bit bigger. Because imagine coming into the season for Iowa, who are they going to lean on? Caitlin Clark. What style are they going to play? The style they played last season. They had to figure out a couple of pieces because they lost Monica Sinano, they lost McKenna Warnock. But in the grand scheme of things, it's rinse and repeat through the great Caitlin Clark for Iowa this season. And you already said it, she's already slayed the giant of South Carolina. She did that last season. So she's coming into this game with probably the same amount of confidence that she had last season. But if you go big picture for South Carolina, you're coming into a season as the staff of the South Carolina Gamecocks with a clean slate. You have to figure out, who do we go to? In clutch time, who's supposed to get the shot? In defense, who's going to be our lockdown defender? What are our rotations? There are more pieces to figure out for this South Carolina team. They did that, and they're undefeated.
Excuse me. Here's where I respectfully, I have to say you are wrong. I am right. And here is how I'm going to prove it to the both of you. Okay? Are you ready for this? One of the things that you both have applauded is the profile, the much long overdue and well-deserved notoriety, and the upliftment and the build of women's college basketball. When Dawn Staley won years ago, when they were undefeated last year, as they were undefeated this year, Dawn Staley's doing a great job. It's phenomenal. And that's all we said. But when it comes to Caitlin Clark, we're talking about the profile. How many people just finished watching the Elite Eight? 12.2 million. It peaked at 16 million. What's expected tonight? Who's the nightcap? Who's the entree? Who's the big event? South Carolina is the prelim. UConn versus Iowa, that is the entree. Prime time, national television, Friday night, 9 p.m. Who are we talking about? Sorry, ladies. When we're talking about this game, you got to look at story. If you're asking a question about storyline, Dawn Staley, phenomenal. No surprise. Caitlin Clark, wow factor. Last time I checked, when we talk storylines, wow factor matters most.
I can't hold you, Stephen A. I do think that Caitlin Clark is the biggest story right now in sports in a way that has elevated the women's game. So I have to give you a little bit of your flowers because you're true. But I guess because we are basketball truthers hoopers, we understand that these players on South Carolina were not expected to be this great. Everyone knew Caitlin Clark was capable of this. The question was, would her teammates let her down? And they haven't. And that's why she's in the Final Four. And so maybe that's the basketball truth analyst in us, but it's still a factor.
Did you two just throw out your basketball credentials at me like that? Did y'all just do that?
Oh, Janae got more than me. But Stephen A., listen. It is way harder. Like, people are going to tune in to watch players make shots. Those are easy things to recognize. It's an easy thing to recognize a great player that can get buckets, whether it's Caitlin or whether it's Paige. That's easy. It's hard for the general population to watch Tahina Paopao and Camila Cardoso on South Carolina switch on the backside of their defense to get the coverage correct, to get a defensive stop. It's the little things that people don't appreciate about basketball that we appreciate that makes what South Carolina is doing the bigger storyline as someone who knows and appreciates the game of basketball at a small level and a granular level.
And I want to give Molly a little bit of love because when we appreciate Caitlin Clark, I'm glad that on this day we're going to also have a chance to appreciate Paige Bueckers. Because
I do.
Back from injury the way she did, because I know you do, but what I'm saying is that before, you know, Paige was on a very high trajectory and then she had injuries. Those injuries kept her out how long, Dre?
Yeah, 17 games and then all of last year. So basically 2 years.
And now she's come back. And if you put Caitlin Clark and Paige Becker's numbers side by side on a per point basis and efficiency basis, they're giving you very similar similar numbers. Caitlin does it with the volume. Paige does it more so with the efficiency. And so there are a lot of storylines, even going to UConn potentially.
NC State has a good storyline.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
UConn might top Iowa as far as storylines. That injury recovery.
No. We settled that with Stephen A. before.
No. Injury recovery is real. Coming back from an injury is real.
Starters out.
I agree. Who said that it isn't?
Yeah.
Stephen A., South Carolina's got the best storyline. You got to know the game.
Oh, I know the
game. Stephen A., it's the little things. You heard Drea. Start paying attention to the little things, okay? Just pipe down. All right. I love this lady takeover. You guys need to come on more often. I love
outnumbering. They have taken over. I just love the fact that I get to listen to them more than you.
Okay.
More than I have to listen to you.
We're going
to
show your bricks next, Stephen A. How dare you bring our bricks to air? We're going to show your bricks, too.
Yeah, they're coming, Stephen A.
Listen, I didn't do that. That wasn't me.
You're the
that
executive producer.
Stephen A., whose show is this? Whose show is this, Stephen A.?
Exactly.
Whose show? Your program.
Whose show is this?
I sometimes think it's mine, but Molly wields a lot of power behind the scenes. She's very manipulative. She gets her way. She gets her way all the time.
Let me leave you with this. As women, you know, we're taking steps. Things are coming along. There's still a long way to go. Everybody knows I've got this power.
Oh, my Lord. Molly running the show behind the scenes, America. Let me tell you something right now. Running the show behind the scenes. Don't let her fool you.
We love that for you, Molly.
I got to answer to her.
Yeah, big lie.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Breaking news into First Take. USC freshman guard Bronny James will enter the 2024 NBA draft while maintaining his college eligibility and will also enter the transfer portal, he said Friday, as in today, on Instagram. James had been expected to have a major impact on USC after earning McDonald's All-American honors in high school, but a July cardiac arrest episode and a procedure to treat a congenital heart defect sidelined him for 5 months and severely impacted his productivity as a freshman at USC, averaging 4.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, 2.1 assists, and 19 minutes a game. USC coach Andy Enfield recently left for SMU, and the Trojans hired Arkansas's Eric Musselman. This was on Thursday. Okay, Stephen A., big Perk. Interesting. Perk, I'll start with you. What's your reaction to Bronny James leaving?
Why not? Why not? You should. It's the right move. I mean, when you look at Bronny, I always said that I don't believe Bronny is built for college. I think he will be a hell of a pro. I'm not saying that he's going to be his dad. I'm not saying that he's going to have an all-star caliber career far as a pro, but he will have a great pro career. And when you think about in the new day, like, he's been around pros all his life. Hell, his dad is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball player to ever touch foot on the basketball court. So I actually love this from Bronny James entering the draft, testing the waters, working out in front of NBA scouts and GMs to showcase what he's capable of doing, because he's ready right now. And I don't want everybody to look at what he did for us playing with USC, but I want, like, with his game and the way he's able to stretch the floor, his IQ of the game of basketball, his athleticism, the way that he defends on the perimeter. And, I mean, I just think it was the right move, Molly, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. I'm not saying it isn't. Perk, I've done it purposefully. I have not watched. I didn't watch him play in high school. Mm-hmm. All I've ever seen of him was highlights, because I knew that the world was going to be incredibly cruel and unfair to him and judging him with an extra level of scrutiny that I don't believe he deserves. His family obviously is wonderful. No matter what critique we want to give to LeBron, and I certainly ain't shy about doing it, one thing I will never deny is what a good man he is, what a great father he is, what a great mm-hmm. family man he is, and how much he loves his children, and how supportive he has been for Bronny James. And I don't say this in any kind of negative way, just pointing to reality. Bronny James entering the NBA, you know, putting himself to enter the NBA draft mm-hmm. with the numbers that he has, that he produced at USC, combined with his questionable health for the moment, inevitably what that means is that you're doing this because you're Bronny James. You're the son of LeBron James, and that's going to warrant consideration. What they have to understand is that that in and of itself is going to invite the exact thing I don't want for him. And that's that extra layer of scrutiny. Because how much of a chance are people really going to give him in terms of judging him accurately? You know basketball, Perk. You played it. You're a champion. And you know how to dissect it in a way where you can look at his IQ, you can look at his athleticism, his defensive prowess, and you can say, hey, that's fine. They're going to look at the numbers, less than 5 points per game. He only scored in double digits three times in the 25 games he played, stuff like that. And they're going to look at him being LeBron James' son. And because of the attention that LeBron assisted in bringing to him, that makes it even that much more tougher. And I say that, I swear to you, I'm being sensitive to this. I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm trying to say. LeBron had the best of intentions with his son. And yeah. I'm not saying he did anything purposefully wrong in any way. I'm just saying because he is who he is, and he was on camera saying he wants to play in the NBA with his son, and he was on camera saying, and he's said on numerous occasions that he'd be willing to stay in the NBA and go somewhere else other than where he's at if it meant wearing the same uniform as his son. Those things are the kind of things that are going to elevate the scrutiny coming in Bronny James' way, and that's why I don't know, Perk, if the best thing for him might have been, you know what, get another season under your belt when you're fully healthy, fully recovered from all that you've endured, showcase those skill sets that the Kendrick Perkins of the world and others have talked about, and boom. But he could still do it, because just because you enter in the draft, he's also going to be in the transfer portal. It doesn't mean that he can't play basketball next season. So right. You are right about that. I'm just saying in the end, I'd like to see him do something on a collegiate level, my personal opinion.
But that said, let me say this.
Yeah.
If Bronny James does get criticized, so what? What player you've known to play the game of basketball that haven't received criticism? It's part of it. He's not exempt from that. Now, I will say this. LeBron did an interview, post-game interview, a couple of nights ago where he said Bronny is his own man. Okay, yeah. Bron, well, I'm going to hold you to your word on that. Let him be his own man. Let him start speaking to the media. Let him start having his own voice. Since he's jumping off the porch, I'm not telling him not to be a father, but let Bronny be Bronny and let him be his own man, because we have seen times where Bron have tweeted out and said things along the lines of, Bronny is better than half of some of the guys in the NBA. Okay, so if you're setting the bar for him, then a lot of people are going to be watching. At the end of the day, I just want Bronny to have his own journey, his own lane until he finds his exit. We don't expect him to live up to what Bron has done. Let this man have his own journey. But again, LeBron, I'm going to hold you to your word of letting Bronny be his own man.
We got to go, but let's be clear. Because of LeBron James, he's not going to be allowed to have his own journey. It's going to be a journey influenced by LeBron to some degree, whether it be negatively or positively. And that's not LeBron's, it wasn't his intent. So I'm not trying to criticize him. I'm just talking about the reality.
Yeah.
We got to leave it there. Big Perk. Sit tight. We'll be back with you in just a minute. I want to bring in Joe Fortenbaugh because I want to get people paid, all right? I want people to feel good about this weekend. We got games, a little extra juice. Let's go. Hey, Joe. There we go. How we doing,
Big Great to see you both. How's everybody doing? Looking
good.
What's up, Joe?
How you doing?
Great to see you.
Hey, Joe.
Amazing.
Do you approve?
Oh, pretty in the face and slim in the waist. Looking good, my man.
Thank you.
Right. Molly, I saw how you and the girls were teaming up on him. I had to back him a little bit.
Thank you, Joe. I'm just that's some reverse chauvinism
style.
There. That's what that was about. But that's all right.
Tell HR about it. All right, Joe, let's start with the men's tourney. What's your best bet?
All right, I got a couple here. Now, I'm going to play Alabama plus the 11.5, but before you give me the old Karam death stare, we can both win here.
Ooh.
We can both win. You can win with UConn. I can win on the spread. I think the number's just too big at 11.5. You go back to late January, UConn's laying 11.5 at home against Xavier. Xavier finished 16-18. Late February, UConn's laying 11.5 at home against Villanova. Villanova finished 18-16. Now you're laying 11.5 against a good Alabama team. that can shoot the three, I'll take all those points. I'll also lay it with Purdue. Now take this for what it's worth, because I've been getting killed betting against NC State, but the bottom's going to fall out at some point. You could put that on my tombstone. DJ Burns, everyone loves America's center. He's accounting for 29% of NC State's scoring in this tournament. The matchup with Zach Edey is problematic. Purdue can knock down threes. I would take the points with Bama. I would lay the points with Purdue.
I kind of agree with that. I think that Burns going up against Edey, I think that's a tall task, because Burns can ball real savvy and what have you, but he's like Jokic. He can't jump onto a curb. And so against Edey, that's about 7'3", 7'4", that's going to be problematic. So I lay it down with that. In terms of Alabama, their ability to shoot the three, can't ignore that. I think that's going to be the thing that saves the day for them to make it competitive. But they got to hit those long-range shots, and I think UConn's going to be able to defend that perimeter. But the 11.5, I see where you're going with that. I'll roll with you on that with Alabama.
All right, let's get to the ladies, guys. We got a huge matchup. UConn again. Sorry, I mean, what do you want? Between Paige Beckers and the Huskies versus Caitlin Clark and Iowa. What's the play here, Joe? How would you do this one?
All right. New sport, essentially. We're going to women's basketball. New topic, new question. Molly, we can be aligned here. I'll take UConn plus the 2.5.
I like
a line. I believe you're paying a tax on Caitlin Clark. She's fantastic. We saw the rating for Monday night's game against LSU. It's phenomenal. People want to watch her. People want to bet on her. Bookmakers know this. As a result, they adjust the spread accordingly. That can at times create value going the other way. Remember, Iowa may be 4-0 in the tournament so far, but they're 2-2 against the spread. The number's the great equalizer. I will take UConn here plus the points.
Okay. I'm rolling with you on that. I'm going to side with you on that one. I don't know. I don't know where to go with this, Joe, so I'm going to roll with you.
Okay, smart move. All right, let's transition to the NFL. Major news shook up the AFC. Stephon Diggs, he's a Houston Texan, in case you guys didn't hear. Joe, what's your best bet off of that news?
So I would look to the AFC East now that the Bills have been depleted at wide receiver, because remember, they also lost Gabe Davis to the Jaguars, and I listen to this show. I think there are some great points made with the New York Jets. I would play the Jets to win the division at a price of plus 225. Stephen A., I'm going to throw it to you. Plus 225, what that means is 30%. Do you think the Jets have a better than 30% chance of winning this division?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's our bet. That's our bet. The Patriot win total's 4.5. They're going to struggle. The Dolphins were 1-6 against playoff teams last year. They can't win big games. Buffalo's depleted. Here come the Jets. Last year, everyone wanted to buy. That wasn't the time. We buy low. We don't buy high like we do with the Texans. Everyone's on the Texans. Buy low on the Jets right here. The price is good. That's what I'd be playing.
I feel you on that. That's a way to make some money. At least you're teaching us, because Molly never does, so you're right.
High, low, just like I do when I'm shopping. Sometimes
you
go to Marshall's, sometimes you go to Bergdorf's, right? It's just high, low. So, Stephen A., you got 30 more minutes of me. Get over it.
You certainly didn't get that sweater from Bergdorf's. Say that much.
This is an Amazon special, and I cut it myself to add a little shoulder action.
It does
we
look
can
good.
Tell.
It
we can tell good. You cut it yourself. I can tell.
I wanted to add a little flavor, a little spice. I'm glad America's appreciating it. Staying in New York, Stephen A., your Knicks, you know, this is really disappointing. Got some bad news with Julius Randle having season-ending surgery. The Knicks were having a tremendous run. They haven't been able to be healthy all season. It's a shame we didn't get to see them full strength. Joe, do you have a Knicks-related bet you like? Because the East is kind of wild now outside of, obviously, the Celtics.
I do. This is special for you guys. Okay. Special for you guys. We reached out to ESPN Bet this morning. We had them put this up. Will the Knicks win at least one playoff series? Does it? Not the play-in. One playoff series. Plus money. Plus 115. Stephen A., I kind of like it. I kind of like it. If they get Orlando, Orlando doesn't beat teams above 500. It's all about grit and toughness. The Knicks have grit and toughness.
I agree with you. I do think, especially with Mitchell Robinson and OG Anunoby scheduled to come back, you got those two coming back. You're going to elevate significantly on the defensive end of the floor. Offensively, you still may be challenged, but I'm going to have a little faith in Harden, DiVincenzo to join Brunson in terms of some effectiveness. And OG Anunoby can hit some perimeter shots, particularly when it comes to corner threes. I'm good with that. I like the Knicks' chances. I see them in the semifinals of the Eastern Conference playoff picture. Yeah, we can
plus
go with that.
Plus 115, baby. Plus 115.
That's right.
That's how we
That's
do
right.
it.
There we go.
Are you fired up for this weekend? Because I am.
I am very much so. Very much so. I hope UConn wins. I hope they don't cover. We double dip there. And then we talk next week.
What are you looking forward to most, Joe? What are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Well, I'm a bit of a UFC degenerate, so I'm looking forward to the fight night card in, at the Apex Saturday night. Gotcha. That's just me. Gotcha.
And there's WWE. There's a lot happening. Stephen A., I'm looking forward to the nachos I'm going to make and the wings. I'm just going all – I know I'm being dead, you know what?
Oh, we know. You're talking about food. We know you're serious.
I know. I'm going to do a spread of all junk food, and I'm going to indulge, and I'm going to enjoy myself, and then I'm going to wake up in the morning and go to the steam room, and I'm going to do a ton of cardio and have a smoothie and make up for it.
Okay, the big day.
Those are my plans. Joe, you're the best.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I got breaking news.
One bathroom about three times.
Speaking of having fun and somebody's about to eat, that would be Bronny James. Bronny James, Stephen A., has declared for the 2024 NBA draft after just one season at USC. We're going to bring Jay Williams in for this. S.A., hey, Jay. How are you? Jay, live from Arizona.
Hey, Molly. Hold on. S.A., time out before you go. Molly.
Yes, sir.
A lot of things have been going on today. We had an earthquake going on in New York.
I get it. An earthquake.
You've been showing a lot of shoulder,
a lot of
Patrick
shoulder.
Swayze, Dirty Dancing shoulder going on. What's going on here? What are we
puts
doing?
Nobody puts baby in the corner. But do you know what my real favorite line from that movie is, if anyone's watched Dirty Dancing, is when she walks into the party and he's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, I carried a watermelon. And then she walks away and she's like, oh my gosh, I carried a watermelon. Like, she feels like such a loser. Do you know that moment? I've had that
We don't remember that.
No.
But here's the deal. The big thing about this segment right here is when Jay Williams said, what's all of this? What's all
What am I going to do? Come on TV with a sweatshirt up to my neck? I had to, like, get a little décolleté, actually.
You could have done better. But let's move on. You could have done better.
Jay, I like it, Molly. It works. Got it.
Jay, Bronny James is about to do better. He's entering the NBA draft. Talk to me about your reaction to this, leaving USC so quickly, him playing potentially with his father. I want your take.
So, anyway, earlier in the year with him and Isaiah Collier, just because of the way things were going down with Andy Kennedy and the opportunity that it just didn't feel like they had a lot of connectivity there with how that was managed, first off. So I talked to people internally about that throughout the course of the season. For me, this is just Bronny James checking out his options, right? Going into the transfer portal, why not go through all the workouts? I know people are going to jump to conclusions like he's definitely going into the draft. Why not see the entire landscape? So open up the portal, see what opportunities are there, go into all these pre-draft workouts, go through the routine, see where you're going to be, see what, you know, Rich Paul and company, what they're going to talk about as it relates to what potential teams you could go to, if that's, you know, late first round, early second. And then weigh out all your options. I think it's a smart move. I'm not going to jump to conclusions by saying Bronny's definitely going to the draft. He's just seeing what the entire landscape looks like.
Well, listen. I certainly don't want to dismiss that. And I'm not disagreeing with you, Jay. Not at all. All I'm speaking about is the ultimate impact the decision is going to bring. You had a health scare.
You come into your first year in college, you average less than 5 points a game, and now you enter in the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. So inevitably, that's going to bring the scrutiny of being LeBron James' son as opposed to being Bronny James. No fault of his own, certainly nothing intentionally mm-hmm. at fault on the part of LeBron James, who's being nothing more than a loving father who loves and believes in his son and wants the best for his son. And I certainly don't mean to imply otherwise. I'm just talking about, even though the scrutiny is always out there for any of us, for that matter, particularly in this day and age where everybody thinks they got a voice and everybody's got something to say on social media and beyond, the reality of the situation is that because of who he is and what his situation has entailed, even though you're going to look and view your options or whatever, most people are going to be thinking about what option. The option should only be staying in college because you haven't done enough to show that you're ready for the next level. Fair or unfair, because of who his daddy is, that is what is going to happen, which is why, Jay, I've made it a point, I've never watched him. I never watched him except for when he finally came to USC. I never went to his high school games, even though you know how often I'm in L.A. I never went to any games. I've never critiqued him because I knew that the world was going to be so incredibly unfair to him. And I'm really, really rooting for him to be every bit as good as his dad and his mom and his family believes he's going to be.
So, S.A., I hear you on the level of scrutiny that he's going to receive, right? But at the end of the day, if you're Bronny, you can't worry about what everybody has to say. You know how many kids are entering the portal or how many kids are entering the draft to go through the workout process? You have a lot of kids that are nowhere close to the physical talent. And I get what the numbers translate to. Right. And I'm not sitting up here saying that, yeah, Bronny James is definitely going to be a first-round draft pick. But there's so many kids that are going through what that process is like that, to me, this just fits suit with what other people are doing, right? We have so many kids at Duke that are thinking about going to the draft. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? They're like, no, I'm just seeing what my options are, and I want to go through the process of going to workouts. That's what it is to me.
And I don't disagree with you. And I root for him, and I see his athleticism. I see his defensive prowess. They talk about his basketball IQ, et cetera, et cetera. So all the best to him. I'll never root against the kid. What I'm saying to you, however, is this. Not only is he not just any kid, he's LeBron James' son. But I'm not even talking about that, Jay. I'm talking about the attention LeBron has brought to him by speaking about him in the way that he has. I want to play with my son in the NBA. I'll stay here and I'll leave the team that I'm with to go to wherever team drafts him and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of nuggets that have been thrown out there that people look at. Listen, you heard them talking about him as a McDonald All-American. You hear them fantasizing about him in the NBA and wondering what his father has to do with that, fair or unfair. And again, Molly, Jay, LeBron had nothing but the best intentions, I am quite sure. But because of those nuggets of verbiage he threw out there, that has put even more on his son. And that is what I'm talking about. That's all.
Okay. We're going to pause on that for a moment. Obviously, we'll have much more on that. That story's not going anywhere. But this weekend, you're in Arizona for a reason, Jay. We got the Final Four here. Who's under more pressure to win this weekend? Would you say it's UConn or Purdue?
It's Purdue. Look, by the way, you guys have had a great show today. We talked about Juju Watkins. We talked about Caitlin Clark. We talked about some of the biggest names in the sport, right? One of the biggest things that you have right now on the men's side, because the star power is not as much there as the women's side, are the coaches. So I've seen Dan Hurley everywhere. I've seen him on the Pat McAfee show. I've seen him, Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if you brought him on your show yet. I've just seen him everywhere. He's maniacal. He's insane. I've known him since I've been a little boy. That's all the things that make him great. It's why he's one of the best coaches in the game. And yes, if he wins, you could say he's going to go into immortality because of the amount of coaches that actually have only won two championships. But on the opposite end, you have a guy in Matt Painter over at Purdue that, remind you, have lost to a 16, a 15, and a 13, who have early exits out of this tournament. So within the basketball circles, right, you got, when is Purdue ever going to get over the hump? When is Matt Painter ever going to be appreciated for actually having one of the top seeds in the tournament every single year. So I'm going to go with Matt Painter and Purdue on that one. That's easy to me. There's a lot more to gain there. A lot more pressure.
I'm glad it's easy to you. I don't think about it. Painter, I'm sure he's a damn good coach, deserves a lot of credit. Ain't too many people outside of Purdue thinking about that, man. Ain't too many outside of Purdue thinking about this program. When you look at Zach Edey, the brother is, it looks like, not literally, but looks like a foot taller than everybody. It looks like a foot taller than every damn body else. So, look like he playing with against minions half the damn time. He's so big. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sold on him yet. I know that, listen, in the last 70 years, he's one of only four players that have averaged better than 30 and 15 in the NCAA tournament. He's averaging 30 and 16 in this NCAA tournament. We can't sneeze at that. Just drop 40 and 16 against Tennessee. But I'm looking at UConn. In over 320 minutes, they have trailed 5 minutes and 50 seconds in the tournament since the Sweet 16. 5 minutes and 50 seconds. I mean, damn, they ain't trailing the second half of eight tournament games. Come on now. UConn, the pressure. You can't be this great and then lose to Purdue.
They just won it last year.
We got to go. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I know you're accustomed to seeing Molly just lead the show into oblivion. You know what I'm saying? That the end of the show is here. But I was going to go to some pics and all of that other stuff, but I got some video that I want America to see, Molly. Check it out. That is Molly when the earthquake was taking place at the beginning of the show. That is Molly in the middle, ladies and gentlemen, when the earthquake was happening. Look at her. Look at her.
I was scared. Wait, Stephen A., how about I brace the table?
How about you grab the table and brace yourself for it? You're scared to death.
But this is what I want you to know, Stephen. A woman's instincts are always right. I told you, I think it was an earthquake 4.8, baby. Let's go, UConn.